Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Ron and Anian,
you're driving this black two-door 55. The guy in the Prius that was in front of me at the traffic light on the way to the chiropractor, he saw it coming up when I pulled up to stop behind him. He got so nervous he ran the red light. I think I scared his Prius.
I used to pick Priuses out of the grill of my Hummer.
The Car Doctor.
Everybody out there saying, why would a gas gauge make a check engine light turn on? It's part of the emissions package. Everything's related to emissions when it comes to that light. That's all they're concerned about.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron and Anian, The Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
There's always a reason that something breaks. There's always a story behind it, you know, how it came to be. Maybe it was worn out. Maybe it was just a bad part to begin with. But on certain things, there's a diagnosis that happens. There's a reason why something fails or why an engine doesn't run right. And I know that's simplistic, but I'll make the point this way. My generator broke this week, the generator that powers the studio. And we've had a generator in the studio or on the studio backing it up for about 5 years now. And it's worked flawlessly. It has been absolutely spot on. We've actually done the show on generator a couple of times, and you've never even noticed it, right? It just happens. It's there. It works. It holds everything up. It reacts to the ups and downs and the electrical demands. It's been flawless. And this year, when we had the big storm here in the Northeast, as well as up and down the Eastern Seaboard, we had some problems. It started. It ran. We turn on the air conditioning in the studio because it's hot in the studio without AC, right? And it would struggle, and it would wheeze and gasp, and it just didn't work properly. The generator repair crew came out, and good guys. They're sharp as a tack. They know what's going on. They went through their diagnostics, and I'm probably the last guy that you want looking over your shoulder because I'm standing, I'm kind of watching like, gee, what buttons do they hit? How do they get that to happen? What makes that work? That's kind of neat. I'll have to remember that. Maybe I can go in and pull codes out of my generator. Maybe I get a scan tool hook up to it. Why do they make a scan tool port for a generator? And part of the diagnosis came back. They wanted to put the generator into dealer mode where they can actually measure the output amperage demand, in other words, the output amperage demand and capacity, what it's putting out. So they can say, hey, the studio is asking for this much and it's able to give this much. And they couldn't get it to go into dealer mode. And there's only a few things that can really do that. And it always comes back to the controller or the computer itself for the generator has an issue. So they came back out the second day and they put the controller in it. And it worked. It was able to go into dealer mode and we were able to look at, you know, current output and demand and voltage and all kinds of other neat and really great things. But if you turned on the air conditioning for the studio, the generator still died. And now everybody's scratching their head and they're all standing there and I'm thinking about it and they're thinking about it. And, you know, what would make an engine die under load? And I just said off the top, I said, gee, if this was a car, I think it has a bad fuel pump. And Mike, the lead tech that was working on this, leaned over the back of the generator and looked. There's a little valve in the back. There's a switch valve that the generator will run on, as most generators do. They'll run on multiple fuels. There's a choice of propane or natural gas. And he looked at it, and it was set to natural gas, and it was up against the stop as he tried to, you know, turn it with his thumb, with his finger. And he said, but that doesn't look right. He says, all these Generacs, that position is usually a little bit further, more to the left. He turns it all the way to the right to full propane. He said, that makes sense. That's where I always see them stop. And he turns it back, and it comes upon the point in rotation where it was sitting. And then he said he felt like a little crack, and it just went the rest of the way. And all of a sudden, it was open another third of the way. There was like a piece of debris or something from the factory, because we've never touched this. This is the way it was set up out of the crate 5 years ago. Started the generator up, roared to life, and it ran so much better and so much stronger. Turned the air conditioning on, turned on lights, you know, just, and it's fixed. Two problems. One reason when you get past the controller. And then we sat there and said, well, why did that happen? You know, this thing worked great out of the box 5 years ago. It wasn't a problem. What changed in the past 5 years? That doesn't make any sense. Could something get dirty? And, you know, running on natural gas, there isn't a lot of filth there. There isn't, you know, you don't see dirty throttle bodies on natural gas engines, whether it's a car or a generator or what have you, as often as you would on an internal combustion in an automobile. And we're standing there thinking about it, and then I realized I knew what it was, and I looked at Mike and his helper, and I said, hey, listen, think about it. And they said, yeah. And I said, what do you hear? And they stood up, and the neighborhood we're in, there's generators attached to buildings, there's generators attached to houses. And they said, well, all we hear is generators running. I said, right. I said, 5 years ago when we put this generator in, I was one of the first guys in the neighborhood to put in a generator. Yeah. I said, everybody else is running their generator. This generator in this particular storm wasn't getting enough fuel because the volume and pressure wasn't there, because now it's feeding multiple systems, whereas before 5 years ago, I was the first or second guy on the block in the neighborhood to get a generator. And it makes sense, right? We're going to put a fuel pressure gauge on it next week so I can actually watch it and maybe take some notes. And the point becomes, there's a reason. There's a reason why something that worked 5 years ago didn't work today. What changed? And that's what diagnostics are about sometimes. Yeah, getting to the why the car does this or the car does that, that's always important. But sometimes just fixing it, you've got to know why. So therefore, you can prevent it from happening again, or you learn enough that one particular instance, and believe me, that one will stick with me for a good long time. I'll remember that for quite a while about, you know, just an engine's an engine. Check fuel pressure, check basic, check ignition.
You know, it all comes down to diagnostics and some basic, solid mechanical knowledge and theory as to why an engine does what it does. Hello and welcome. Ron Anani and the Car Doctor here to help you at 855-560-9900. We're here to take your calls and answer your questions. Let's real quick, let's get one in before we go to the break. Let's go to Paul in New Hampshire, 06F350, and some questions about brake calipers and fluid. Paul, welcome to the Car Doctor. How can I help?
Ron, how you doing? It's been about 20 years since I seen you in person. You did a reman trans on a Dodge Caravan for my wife. Still running.
Good. Cool. Yeah, I kind of. That's on the fringe of my memory. So 20 years is, years. 20 years goes by.
It's a while back. Mm. I've got a 2006 Ford F350. I have a brake caliper that's a little finicky. It's not quite releasing.
Okay.
And I'm going to change it. But the only thing they had on the shelf was synthetic brake fluid. And I was really caught off guard, not figuring, well, regular DOT number 3, but that's what it would be. And I'm really concerned about the synthetic brake fluid mixing with the old style brake fluid.
Well, is it synthetic dot 3 or 4, Paul, or is it synthetic dot 5 silicone?
Dot 3.
Okay. First of all, technically, all brake fluid is synthetic. All right? It really is because it's all made in a laboratory. It doesn't come from an oil byproduct. All right? So all brake fluid, it's interesting if you start reading about it, all brake fluid is synthetic. Some have higher degree ratings and some are considered more pure. So this one's synthetic, this one's conventional. At a dot 3 or 4 level, you can mix conventional and synthetic. You can add synthetic to conventional and vice versa. There's no issue. Mixing silicone and dot 3 and 4 is a no-no. That you can't do. That just compromises the system and it won't work the way it's supposed to and it'll create a bunch of incompatibility issues. Where were you that they didn't have conventional brake fluid?
O'Reilly's.
Really? Did they have an answer? Did they have a reason why?
I questioned them about it. He says, that's what we use. And they had their auto repair shop, VIP, tire and auto repair, basically attached buildings. And they said that's what they used. And I just didn't feel comfortable with it. So I guess what you're saying is they went to the name synthetic because they came out with a truly synthetic silicone base. So they just put synthetic on all their bottles.
Well, you know, Paul, we're a marketing society. We react to certain buzzwords, and everybody likes everybody likes the term synthetic. But in reality, like I said, it's not like synthetic oil versus conventional oil. It's really a different thought process. But for what you're doing, synthetic brake fluid will be just fine. It's not going to make a whole lot of difference. In reality, you know, if you're doing this job right, this is an 06, it's 15 years old, you're going to flush the system anyway. So you'll get all the conventional out and put the synthetic in and or their version of synthetic, and you'll be just fine.
Okay. One other quick question.
Yeah, quick.
On the brake caliper, on that rear brake caliper with has emergency brake for the rear.
Right.
Well, what is the tie-in between the rear brake caliper and the emergency brake?
Say that again. What is the what?
You have your foot actuator for your emergency brake.
Right.
And you step on it and applies the brakes and rear wheels. Brake caliper. I didn't do too much work on trucks. Did work on cars, and if I remember right, there's a tie-in, a linkage that.
So when you look at the rear brakes, does the rear brake caliper have a lever that comes out of the back of the caliper body that the cable's attached to?
I didn't take it down because I was concerned about the brake fluid, but being underneath there and taking a look at it before I decided to put one in. I went down and they got the caliper and they gave me the synthetic brake fluid. And it's just a dual piston caliper. There's no mechanical connection at all. It's just a hydraulic connection to the master cylinder.
Okay, and this is a rear caliper that you're changing.
Correct.
Okay, so then your parking brake is going to be a shoe setup inside the rotor like a small brake drum.
Okay, so when I get the caliper out of the way, I would see that, then I would
right.
be looking to see something. So,
correct.
Mechanical.
Correct. No, you'll see a pivot lever attached to the cable,
And once you get, if you want to take the rotor off to take a look, you can clean up the pivots, maybe lube the lever itself because the levers get good and rusty. Make sure the boot that seals the lever to the backing plate housing, the rubber hasn't rotted away, so no moisture, dirt, and crud is getting in there. And it's a matter of when you pull on that lever, you spread the shoes. There's a fulcrum inside that, you know, pushes them out. And that's what pushes the parking brake shoes out into the inside of the rotor, which is like a little brake drum.
Yeah, well, previous shows, I heard you talking about the blaster with the control knob for how much you want to put on, and I picked some of that up. I'm looking forward to using it, so I guess maybe I'll be using it.
Yeah, and that's, and you know, and the nice thing about blaster, we use blaster. I'll actually use blaster in two forms. I'll use it to break rust down, but then I'll also use it on levers like that because it's sort of, I've had experience where it acts as a little bit of a deterrent. And it prevents rust and moisture from forming again, which prevents the rust in the first place. And then if you want, PB also makes some good lubricants, you know, just all-around lubricants for the chassis like that in a spray that you can, you know, put that on the lever to coat it as well and help displace moisture so it doesn't happen again also. You can do that, you know, I don't know. I like to let the blaster soak in there for a little length of time and then maybe revisit it in a month and hit it again. So, and while you're there, you could also take the PB and shoot it down the inside of the cable where the cable goes inside the brake housing, the sheathing.
Yeah.
Let it run down inside the sheathing, and it'll start to break that down. If that has any exposure to moisture, that'll help you know, slow down the cable corrosion process as well.
Yeah, one of the issues I think I'm having now, I mean, it's a 2006, but it's less than 50,000 miles on it.
Right.
And, it's garage kept, so it's not out in the rain all the time.
And yeah, you just you know, get under there and lubricate everything because it's sitting so long, and you know, it's just going to become an issue. So good luck to you, kiddo, and you know, thanks for calling in and thanks for being part of the Car Doctor family. 855-560-9900. Got to go, running late. I'll be back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper?
a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's more fun than listening to Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor and getting that car fixed right? 855-560-9900. Give Ron a call. Now, back to Ron.
Hey, let's get over and talk to Ken in Somerset, New Jersey, 2000 Nissan. Ken, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Ron, nice to talk to you. I'm next to Rutgers University.
Oh, okay.
I like you. Your website is very good, so I get a picture of who I'm talking to.
There you go. Isn't that scary, huh? So, you know, it's a face made for radio, as Tom Ray likes to point out.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I have a 2000 Nissan Altima. The check engine light is on. I scanned it. The code comes up P0140. That's bank one, sensor two.
Right.
I replaced that with a Bosch sensor.
Okay.
The check engine light is still on. I drove it 150 miles. I tried to scan it and turn out the light, but that doesn't work, so I can't get the light off.
Okay, so let's back up a sec. After you changed the part, did you do any diagnosis prior to changing the part?
No, I just scanned it.
Okay.
Because the check engine light was on.
Does your scan tool give you data stream, or is it just a code clearer?
Just a code clearer.
Okay. So what you've got is you've got the equivalent of the ability to maybe check heart rate, and you've got to assume what blood pressure is. Because without being able to look at data stream to back up what the fault is, you're whistling in the dark. So let me ask you a few questions before we get too far into this. Does this car sound like it has an exhaust leak?
No.
Okay. And the reason I ask that is because it's important downstream O2s on those cars. If there's any exhaust leak up front forward of that sensor, and actually a little bit past that sensor, it will skew the readings. See, the problem is a P0140 is, you're correct, is a downstream O2. But the issue is it can be the result of other things that are failing. All right. Most of the time it's a faulty O2, but you know, we need to know what's fuel trim. Where's fuel trim on this car? What's calculated load on this car? What's the forward O2 reading? And is the forward O2 reading somehow skewing the downstream O2 reading? I've seen some complications with that, not just on this, but on other vehicles. So my last comment would be, are we sure that we've got the right part in it? That it was a direct lookup. It wasn't a universal O2. It was a good fit to what came out of the vehicle. Your turn.
I purchased that at a local store.
Okay.
It's a Bosch, so I'm not sure if that's a factory.
Probably in 2000 in Nissan. I have seen Bosch in some of the older Nissans. Bosch is a good name. Denso's a good name. But the question is just, did it look the same as what you took out and it plugged right in, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So then the next step is, why is it setting the 140? Now you've got to be able to look at data stream. You need to know what fuel trim is. You need to know what calculated load capability is. Because otherwise, Ken, you're just whistling in the dark. You've only got half the information. So, you know, leave the O2 where it is. Get a scan tool that can read data stream, or find somebody else that can help you read data stream. And coming back next week, we can talk about it further. 855-560-9900. Ron and Annie, the Car Doctor, coming back right after this.
The
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back. Ron and Andy, the Car Doctor, 855-560-9900 is the Car Doctor's 24/7 phone number. I'll do it again, 855-560-9900. Give us a call. We'll get you in queue and get you up here, and we can talk about it on the big stage and solve your car's problem. Let's get over to Pat in Alberta, Canada, 98 Ford F-150 and some stalling issues. Pat, welcome to the Car Doctor. How can I help?
Hi, Ron. Thanks for having me on your show.
You're welcome.
I listened to your podcast, so... Hey, my situation is, stalling when it's hot, especially when it comes to a stop sign. Doesn't always do it, and it's kind of like another call in the dark, I guess, because there's no code that comes on.
All right.
And here's what I've done to it. I've replaced the idle control mod or control switch or whatever it is. It used to be idle airspeed motor.
Or it's the IAC motor, the triangular shaped or the rectangular shape, looks like two triangles together. The opening, it's got two 10 or 8 millimeter screws on each side with the gasket with the round holes on the side.
Yeah, so I replaced that.
Right.
Then I cleaned the throttle body with throttle body cleaner. And what else did I do with it? I cleaned the mass airflow sensor.
Okay.
Didn't seem to make much of a difference. My next step was thinking about throwing on a mass airflow sensor.
Well, as I always say, the only thing we throw in is people in the pool. And, you know, unless we want to get wet and look silly, we try not to throw anything without some kind of diagnosis. That being said, so, you know, if you can get your hands on a scanner or find somebody that understands fuel trim and some basics, let's baseline it. Let's look at, you know, let's look at what's good, what's working. When it doesn't stall, what does it do? Where's fuel trim? What's calculated load going to show me? Although this is a 98, I don't recall, and I don't think there's going to be a calculated load PID in 98. But if it's there, let's look at it. Let's look at the data stream and see what we can cull from that. You know, just because there's no fault codes doesn't mean there's not things to look at. You ever feel kind of crummy certain times of the year, and you go to the doctor, and you know they look at you, and your blood's good, and your heart rate's good, but they still kind of poke around and prod you a little bit, and they eventually figure it out, and you know they gather information from other sources. It's kind of the same thing. We're just doing it with a car, and you know the fact that it only does it warm. Well, that's a key piece of information. But what else do things look like? You know, when it's cold, if I have a reading of fuel trim, calculated load, if it's there, throttle angle, TPS, all my valuable data PIDs, if I have readings when it's cold, when it doesn't stall, and then when it starts stalling, when it's warm, and I go back in and start reading those numbers and compare, did any of those numbers change? Do I have something that heat expands, making a vacuum leak, making it run lean, making it stall when I least expect it? Could I have an EGR valve sticking in the hot weather? If I were to block the EGR valve vacuum line, just disconnect it for the moment to drive it once I got it to the point where it's happening on a consistent basis, does that change or alter the stall rate or stop it altogether? On this truck.
Yeah, I never thought of the EGR.
Yeah, well, you know, and then when it dies, does it chuggle on down when it dies, Pat? Is it sort of like a murmur where it just kind of wheezes to a stop, or is it bang, clean, like somebody turned the key?
No, it's kind of chugging. It starts chugging, and then sometimes it'll stall right out.
Right.
Most of the time, it kind of catches itself and keeps going.
Could it have a porous or leaking fuel pressure regulator on the rail? They were common to fail back in the day. 98? Yeah. Listen, it's 22 years old now. It's entitled.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's been doing it for a few years.
You know, sure, what's fuel pressure when it's good? You know, fuel pressure when it's good. When you get this thing to start stalling, what's fuel pressure when it's bad? Have you taken a fuel sample? There's easily 20 to 25 things I could think of to check on this or to have known, you know, comparison of, hey, here's what it does, here's what it looks like, this is what happened, and now I can figure out what the cause is. A lot of times, you know, I'll say it like this. I think the number is 60 to 80% of cars with check engine lights on are a component failure, an O2, a CAT, a throttle position sensor, a mass airflow. That last 30 or 20 or 10%, whatever the number is they're the ones that make you think. They're the ones that make you have to go and look at different PIDs and different values and other places for information, which is why on all cars, even the cars that are component failures, I put an O2 in it, that fixed it. Good. What's fuel trim? What was throttle angle? What was calculated load? You know, you still record those things. You write them down in your book. Every mechanic has a book. Either it's in his head or it's a paper copy or it's on a computer, but you've always got your data to refer back to, the things that you won't forget. That being said, this truck has a wiring harness down by the exhaust manifold, by the front pipe, right?
Yeah.
Is that safely tucked in place? Is that anywhere near the exhaust manifold that it could be rubbing against it? Is there any damage to the wiring harness whatsoever?
Yeah, I could check that for sure.
Yeah.
It's an old farm truck, so it's been beat up a bit.
Right. But make sure that harness, and for that matter, even if the harness is away from the manifold, that it's not rubbing against it, go down there and kind of grab the harness like you were kneading dough and gently massage the harness, wiggle it and jiggle it and move it back and forth. Does that make the truck shut off? We've seen cases where that portion of the harness gets hardened from the heat, it's sort of case hardened. It's 22 years old now. It's been exposed to heat. It was a lousy place for them to put the harness in the first place when Ford designed this. And we've seen lots of harness issues created down there. So
it doesn't have a lot of miles on it.
Well, you know, neither do I. But look at me. Look what kind of shape I'm in. you know, mileage doesn't matter to me. It's broken. You know,
yeah,
Pat, you know, listen, if I thought like that, it doesn't have a lot of miles on it, it shouldn't be broken. Okay, let's go, let's bring in the next vehicle. You know, it's sometimes that influences my decision thinking, but not until I get my data. Hey, listen, are the battery cables tight?
Yeah.
You don't know.
I just put a new battery in it.
You don't know, brother. You don't know how many cars we fix because somebody put a battery in it. I'm not saying you did this, but somebody put a battery in it, and the terminals are loose. The GM side terminals aren't tight all the way, and you'll walk up, you know, tap the negative terminal. It just moves, you know, 20 minutes by a clock face, and the truck stalls, or it sets a trouble code or a voltage issue, or, you know, you got to go through basics. You got to go through basics.
Right.
And stop changing parts. You know, because you know what? You show me where it says all those parts you put on. New doesn't mean good. New means never, ever worked. So, you know, it just doesn't comply. You could have put another problem into that just by changing a part. Now you're going to have two issues to deal with. So stop changing parts until you get a better feel. Yeah, get a scanner and, you know, look up some YouTube videos on fuel trim and how fuel trim works and what fuel trim's all about. And there's no way. There's no more being half a mechanic anymore. You got to do it all. You got to look at everything. And that's the only way we're going to fix cars and trucks going forward. It's just gotten way too complicated and way too involved. All right? But whatever you find, whatever information you get, you call me back because I'll be here waiting for you. And we can talk about it and we'll fix that truck together, you and me. Good luck to you,
okay,
Pat.
Okay, I'll call you back.
All right, you let me know. You take good care. All righty, I'll see you. Hey. I had to throw that in there. 855-560-9900. The Car Doctor's cruising back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Here I come in my 57, she's a real old rider. Pink perfection with a custom engine painted black with flames.
Hey, do you know the way to San Jose? Ron and Indian, the car doctor. Dave's going to show us Dave in his 2020 Jeep Wrangler. Dave, welcome aboard, sir. How are you today?
My call, Ron. I got a pretty simple question compared to a lot of the other ones you get. I bought this 2020 Jeep diesel Wrangler, and I added a Mopar bumper and a winch to the front.
Okay.
And it sagged it down a little bit, like about 3/4 inch. And I just wondered what you thought about putting those urethane spacers in. Or the other idea I had was the Rubicon is about an inch taller. So I was thinking about going to the dealer and trying to figure out if maybe I could swap the Rubicon springs, and that would lift it up an inch.
I like the spring idea, and I'll tell you why. Any vehicle, regardless, you put a winch and a heavier bumper on the front, you've added a lot of weight to that vehicle. So the spacer is just going to give it that cosmetic appearance so that it's level, because I guess that's what you're going for, which would make sense, right?
Yes, sir.
But, we want...
I'd like some more functional.
We want stability. Durable. Yeah, we want stability. We want to be able to take it out on the trails and use that winch if we get stuck, pull us up the side of the mountain, pull us up out of the ditch, whatever. So it becomes a point of practicality. I like the idea of upgrading the spring system and putting, a better spring in there, something that, has a higher payload rating, and it'll give the truck, give the vehicle more stability and be safer in the long run. So I think that makes more sense. It's amazing what a winch weighs. It's amazing what some of these bumpers weigh. We just finished this week for a very good customer of ours, Eddie, with his 2015 Silverado. I was talking about it last week. Eddie lives out in the middle of Pennsylvania, and he wanted a bumper for the front of his Silverado that, he's got this issue where, animals run across the road, and sometimes you can't stop, and, he needed a cow catcher, basically. For the front of the truck. And when I tell you, it took Danny and I every bit of 20 minutes to line this bumper up under the winch and then use the winch in the shop to pick the bumper up, to line it up to the frame. And I mean, we had 3 hours just getting the bumper to the point where we could bolt it to the frame by the time, we wiggled things around. But it's a lot of weight you're dealing with. And I think you're in the same position. And now you've added a winch. That winch weighs, 500-600 pounds?
Oh, no. It's probably it was a plastic bumper before that the Jeep came with. And I think I probably added, I tried to weigh everything on my scale here, but I think I added like about 120 pounds to the front of the car. But
that's it?
Yeah, it's the
120 pounds.
Made,
go ahead. I was going to say 120 pounds made the front of the truck sag.
It's already the diesel motor is already, they say, 300 or 400 pounds heavier than the gas motor,
right,
in the Wrangler.
Right. Yeah.
And so I think maybe, I don't know if maybe that was already kind of maxed out, with the springs and the new metal bumper and the Mopar bumper, which fit really great. That's why I went with a Mopar one. But and the winch, I probably added like 120 pounds or something. The winch is probably like between 40 and 50 itself. And then you have the winch plate and then the bumper too. So
do this, Dave. Dave, do this. First of all right? Talk to Chrysler. Find out, is there a difference in a replacement front spring for a gas versus a diesel Wrangler? All right?
Okay.
Let's find out. I think there is. All right, but let's just find out. And then they'll probably be able to give you a part number or a color code tag for what should be on the spring. Now, being as how this is a 20, this truck, it'll be real easy to see. Go find that spring, find the part number. Let's make sure the truck has the right springs in it from the factory. I imagine it does, but, you know, let's at least get that off the list. And then,
okay. And
then the next question is, you know, the fact that it's a diesel, is the diesel spring, does that have a higher payload rating than the Rubicon or the Wrangler? So would putting Rubicon springs in it really help it? Right?
Okay, yeah.
You know, it might be a lesson in futility. And then, now you're going to have to go look at some of the aftermarket stuff and see what they offer. Think of it like this, and I always say this, and I've learned it to be true. You're not the first guy to do this. You can't be, right? Somebody else had a winch, and they wanted to put better springs in it. So somebody else has already done this, and by doing some research, you'll find out what it is. So you only have to make one more change, and then it'll be right. All right, sir? You do that. Davey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Good luck. Enjoy the Jeep. Send us some pictures of it. We'll put them up on our Facebook page. 855-560-9900. The Car Doctor's coming back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, let's get over and talk to Elizabeth in Maine, a 19 grand caravan. Elizabeth, I think I can help you here. What's going on?
Well, thank you for taking my call again. Yes, my husband and I went out looking for a minivan. We ended up with a 2019 Dodge Grand Caravan, and a strange thing has happened. It's not a mechanical issue per se, but it is a definite problem for us. The new seats in the vehicles are all like a bucket seat type thing.
Yep.
With the seat of it is formed with the cushions that come up around your thighs, and then it seems to be pitched back. Now, I cannot get this seat to go have the base of it, the seat part of it, flat. I've tried every setting that there is there, and it seems like all the vehicles are that way now. The problem is I have a disc problem in my back, which showed up because of the seat. So I got a vehicle I can't drive because of the seat. This is kind of strange. You ever hear that one before?
You know, you're going to laugh. I sort of have. So I see a chiropractor. I've been to a chiropractor for the last 20, maybe going on 25 years, and there's really nothing wrong with me, not with my back anyway, but just all these years turning wrenches and bending and twisting, and I've sat in cars where they're uncomfortable, and David will shim my bottom, for lack of a better way to put it. A thin piece of paper, they stagger me left or right. They want me to sit on the piece of paper while I drive, and it'll eventually shift my back the other way. And I've seen that method of chiropractic do some really amazing things. I would tell you, talk to your chiropractor. Is there a way he can shim you to help make it work better, make it fit better? And then after that, we can talk about maybe adding foam to the seat. Do that. Call me back. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor reminding you, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See ya.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.